My name is Karen Seisel, and I am a Lutheran. We went out for coffee on Wednesday night. I think it was Friday when you asked me to marry you. I think it took you 2 days, didn't it? And then we picked out our rings on Sunday. And the pastor of the church I was going to wouldn't marry us because he wanted to do 6 weeks or something of counseling, and we were already planning to get married. And we were sitting out in the car, and I didn't know how to spell his last name. I just met him, you know. I didn't know how to spell Seisel, you know. So we were practicing it out in the car. We got in, and Pastor Morrell was late, and he apologized. He said, "I'm sorry, I'm 5 minutes late." And Mark said, "Don't worry about it. She just used that time to learn how to spell my name." But we've been married 31 years. You know, we got married in the courthouse. It was just a civil wedding. And I was standing, and he dropped me off, and I was standing in the entryway of the courthouse with his three sisters, well, two sisters and a sister-in-law. I didn't know who they were. I'd never met them. They didn't know who I was. They'd never met me. So they were actually talking about me. They weren't saying anything bad. They were just saying, "Do you have any idea what she looks like?" You know, and I didn't know they were really talking about me, but I was standing right there. And Mark came up the sidewalk by himself. And they said, "Well, here he comes. Where's his wife?" And he came through the door, and they said, "Mark, where's Karen?" Right there. So it was funny. Mom wasn't happy.
She looks like she got over it, though.
Maybe not.
No, she doesn't hear me.
Yeah.
You weren't happy about my meeting Mark and getting married right away, were you?
Well, there was a little sense to it. You didn't even know each other.
Well, and you and Dad knew each other really well, too, didn't you? When you got on that, when you hopped on a train and went all the way out to San Francisco. I didn't go all the way out to San Francisco. He and Dad sort of only met and through letters. She knew who he was, but then he went over. He ended up in the meeting. She was writing to a lot of servicemen, and Dad was one of them. So she was working at the academy in Canton at the time that he came back, and so he went to Canton because he had fallen in love with her. We have his diary from New Guinea, and it's all about her. And hoping God has her for him and that she's the one for him. And he sure hopes that that's what God wants. It's all about her. So then they came to Clark to meet her folks, and they did talk about getting married, but her dad said they didn't know each other well enough. So then dad actually, she did go with him, I think. She went to Minneapolis. I'm trying to get this straight, but she doesn't remember everything.
Yeah.
So they went to Minneapolis, and then he was from Pekin, North Dakota up there, so they went up there to see his family. And then somewhere along the line, he went back out to San Francisco, and she returned to Clark. And then he wrote to her and said, "Won't you please come out here?" But see, her dad had told her, "I don't think you should get married because you don't know each other well enough." So then how do you think that went over when Dad writes and says, "Please come out to San Francisco?" And she did. She took off. She got on the train, and didn't you?
Just brave.
You just left home and got on the train and went out to San Francisco to marry this stranger.